The Dan and Maz Show. My fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. Oh, to a respectable listening level.
It is still quite early.
It's time for Dan and Maz Weekends. Hooray!
Morning, legends! Dan and Maz Weekends, and today it's debate day. There's a debate on at 8 a.m. and I'm so super pumped about it.
There is, and it's Olympics inspired because the games are underway in Rio. And Maz, I feel like I want to tell everyone in Australia listening that.
Are you having a laugh because I'm doing my mascara?
Literally, as we're talking, like guys, while Maz's mouth is talking to a microphone, her hands and eyes are busy putting on makeup. I couldn't even, like, I struggle sometimes to hold a pen and talk at the same time. I'm so bad at coordinating two things at once.
I'm pretty good at multitasking.
That's it.
This is in preparation for the debate.
Maz, I forgot the word multitasking because I was looking at my pen. That's how bad I am at it. All right, I'm going to put the pen down. Yeah, we've got debate coming up just after 8. And it is Olympics inspired. Go,
the
Aussies.
The debate is coming up. The mascara is on. It's going to be a good show. Mm-hmm. We're going to open up the Encyclopedia of Awesome.
Yep, another Olympic-inspired encyclopedia as well, Maz.
100%.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's open up the Encyclopedia of Awesome.
For centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T?
We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in the Encyclopedia of Awesome. And today's question is,
what's the best non-Olympic sport?
Yes. That is it, 131060. The Encyclopedia of Awesome lives on our website, danamaz.com. We get you guys to vote and then we lock in the best of something and it's in there forever. For example, in the past we've done who's the best celebrity couple and we locked in, well, you locked in Australia, Beyonce and Jay-Z. It's there forever now.
Good.
What's the best ad jingle? Cotty's Cordial.
Of course, duh.
Who's the best child star? Macaulay Culkin. Today, the best non-Olympic sport.
We know all of the Olympic sports because you're going to be watching them over the next 2 weeks.
We do archery, athletics, badminton, basketball, beach volleyball, boxing, canoe, slalom, canoe, split. I could go on.
Obviously.
Cycling, BMX.
Reading a list in alphabetical order from the internet there.
Thank you, Wikipedia. rugby sevens is in it this year. I know golf is around the corner. I think golf is at the Olympics, actually.
Surfing, I think, will be in the next Olympics.
True. Actually, yes, Maz, you're right. This week it was announced that surfing and skateboarding are going to be
next Olympics.
In the next Olympics.
Yeah.
I mean,
so technically at the moment they are non-Olympic sports.
So if you were shredding mad on your skatey right now.
Like Tony Hawk.
Kick flips, 1080s, cargo pants.
Ollies.
All that sort of stuff. Ollies, nose grinds. Half pipes.
Hand plant.
I could go on.
I probably couldn't. I think I stopped at hand plant there, definitely.
Trucks.
That's just like the wheels. That's just a part of the skateboard. That's not a move.
Anyway, that's soon to be in the Olympics. So 131060, what is the best non-Olympic sport? I personally think chess.
Okay. Oh, stop the music for a second.
Oh, why?
Is chess a sport?
It is. It is.
Is it really, though? Because when I think about sport, I generally feel like you have to at least move from the one place.
What about rowing? Well, you just sit in rowing.
No. You sit, yes, but you're rowing to a different place and you're trying to get there faster than everybody else who's sitting in their craft.
Host the chess tournament on a boat. That way it's moving somewhere.
So you're suggesting that we hire a pontoon,
stick
a couple of chess boards on there, and that's the Olympic sport?
Oh, yes. Magnus Carlsen could be playing. He's a famous chess player. Anyway, I could go on.
So you're claiming chess is a sport, and so in your opinion it's the best non-Olympic sport.
It's already recognised by the IOC. There's been significant movement to try and get it into the Olympics.
Into the Olympics!
It's going to happen, and it's going to be so cool. I love a good board game.
Okay, well, 13, 10, 60, guys, this is your show.
Yes.
You get to nominate what goes into the Encyclopedia of Awesome. So give us a call or tweet us. We're at Dan and Maz. And we will lock something in next. I'm going to make a suggestion.
Next.
Okay, I'll do it next.
Hold on to it. Think about it.
All right, yeah.
I thought about chess all night. We spoke about this yesterday. I thought about it all night.
You think about chess all night on the regs.
I have a chessboard on my coffee table just in case.
Yeah.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's whack something into the Encyclopedia of Awesome, eh?
For centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T?
We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in the Encyclopedia of Awesome. And today's question is,
what's the best non-Olympic sport?
Okay, there are a lot of Olympic sports. Wrestling, weightlifting, water polo, volleyball, triathlon,
obviously,
trampoline, tennis.
Going from the bottom of that list and back up. Reverse alphabetical order. You started at A, you got A, B, and then you've gone right to the bottom. It's good, though. It's clever.
Well identified, Maria Compton. Maz, what do you reckon should be on that list? I've already proposed chess, and we've had no arguments against it.
We also haven't had anyone agree.
Okay.
It's just been a non-response.
Well, there's a couple on Twitter.
Okay. Bubble soccer.
Oh.
You know bubble soccer? It's like when you get in one of those big Zorby balls.
Yeah, they do
it
every year.
And you play soccer, so you can just run head first into somebody and just ricochet off them on the soccer field. It's sort of like wrestling and soccer, but no one gets hurt.
Yeah, they do it every year on The Bachelor. They get all the chicks to do it and run into
sure.
each other. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's where I get my sports knowledge from.
I reckon that is a pretty good non-Olympic sport. A
couple of votes there, but your votes count, Australia. So 13, 10, 60, we'll find one to lock in to our Encyclopedia of Awesome. The best non-Olympic sport, Harley.
Hey.
Rev up your Harley. G'day, mate. What do you reckon is the best non-Olympic sport?
Best non-Olympic sport has to be paintball, mate. Has to be.
Paintball, that's a good one.
Ooh, yeah, that's a vicious sport.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't do it because I'm a
Have
big wussy.
Have you played paintball, Dan?
Nope.
Would you ever?
No.
It's pretty fun.
It sounds like it would hurt. I don't like hurt.
It does. It actually, you end up with welts on you, but the adrenaline that you feel when you're running through bushland chasing somebody.
Nah, Harley, I get all that adrenaline from chess.
From chess?
Yeah, when your knight jumps the line to take a bishop. Oh, mama.
Oh, gee, stop it, guys. I'm getting hard.
Well, let's go.
Thanks, Harley. Let's talk to Belinda.
Oh, sorry. Belinda.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Belinda's excited about all the chess talk, too. What do you reckon is the best non-Olympic sport?
Come on. It would have to be egg and spoon.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Egg and spoon
the
race.
Egg and spoon.
Yeah, God. That's a pretty cute game.
It's good. And, I mean, someone like Usain Bolt would probably go too fast.
Yeah. Oh, he knocked the egg off the spoon for sure.
Yeah.
That's more of a balancing
type activity.
Yeah, but I mean,
gymnasts are good at balancing, but maybe they don't have the acceleration. It requires a very unique body type.
Actually, Dan, that's probably a sport you'd be really good at.
Yeah, but I'd eat the egg.
Thanks, Belinda. Emma. 13 10 60 is the number to call if you want to chime in for the Encyclopedia of Awesome this morning. Emma, hello.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Great.
So good, babe. We're really good.
I reckon Hessian sack racing with obstacles.
This is so old school.
Hessian
We're going
sack.
Right back to primary school sports carnival.
This is the
day.
Mental age of our show, Maz. This is our audience.
That actually makes a lot of sense. So you're saying Hessian sack race with obstacles.
Yeah, it has to be with obstacles.
Give us an example of some obstacles, Emma.
Well, I reckon there'd be a water component, a seesaw perhaps, where you have to go up and down, and some cones.
Yeah, some cones.
All right, sure, whatever you need.
I like that.
I like that too. Do you know, this sort of is like a version of Wipeout, the TV show.
Why don't you stick Wipeout in the Olympics?
What if Wipeout was an Olympic sport? That would be cool.
We're gonna cross to our phone room. We have our producer Tim. Now, Tim, first of all, do you have an honourable mention?
Morning, guys.
Hey, mate.
I do
you
have
look
a,
good today, mate.
I do have an honourable mention.
Just shifting
you
in your seat.
My, you didn't just getting even comfortable. Acknowledge my compliment.
So, shout out to Cyril, Yabby Racing.
Oh.
Popped up there.
How do you race a Yabby, I wonder? How do you sit on it? It's so small.
I'm interested to see the different Yabbies from the different countries.
All right. What are we locking in, Tim? Come on, give us a lock in.
I really loved paintballing, but I'm going to go with Hessian sack racing.
Hessian sack race.
The best non-Olympic sport. Let's lock it in.
And so the final decision was made and entered into the Encyclopedia of Awesome. From this day forward, let it be known that
sack race
is the best
non-Olympic sport.
Can you? I think we have to clarify that it's Hessian sack race.
Burlap sack race.
Because otherwise it just sounds really dodgy.
Sack race? What's wrong about sack race?
Think about it.
I had a drama teacher called Mr. Sack. Shout outs to George Sakasiris if you're listening.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
I have a web series at the moment on Yahoo 7B called Chatterbox.
Because
Chatterbox.
Because it's all about chatting.
Chit chat, chatty, chat chat.
Who? I mean, your previous powwows have been the Veronicas, Alex Perry, the Madden
well
brothers. Yeah, no, I've watched them all.
You're
very good.
All over this. Thank you very much.
I only get to see you for 4 hours a week. I want to bloody maximise my Compton time.
It lives online, guys. This week, my guest on Chatterbox was Nat Bass.
The big bad Bass.
Just the very beginning of our chat. But after this, Dan, I do have something to confess to you that we haven't captured on tape, but I think you're going to love it.
Oh, no,
it.
I hate surprises.
I don't know how you're going to respond, but here's the first part of my chat on Chatterbox with Nat Bass.
Natalie Bassingthwaite.
You have been practicing that for a while.
Do you know what? I do need to mention this. The very, very first time that I interviewed you, Nat, this was when you just joined the Rogue Traders. So coming out of Neighbours Town into Pop World Town, and I practiced your name over and over because I didn't want to screw it up. And then when we got on live TV, I screwed it up.
Did you?
I was like, it's Natalie Bass.
Oh, great. I'm only offended if things are written down, like if my name's spelt wrong and someone's pitching you for a job. That drives me bonkers. I'm like, you want me to be the ambassador of your brand, but you can't spell my name right? Get it right here! Yeah, I know. It's all right. It's not used to it.
You play a lot of roles, as I said, but you've been a mentor, you're a mum, you've been a TV host, you've been a pop star, you've been an actress.
Yes.
Is there something on the to-do list that you haven't ticked off yet?
I started this interior design course, like online. And
really?
Yeah.
It's like studying.
I did it for about five months or something like
did
that.
Did you graduate?
I didn't finish it because then I had a baby and then I didn't. But every module I got, I was like 90-95%. I just loved it. I love design and I love colour and, yeah, structure. I love architecture. So, you know, in another world, I'd love to study architecture.
Design a building?
Maybe.
The full chat of me and Nat Bass on Chatterbox you can check out on our Facebook page. And here's the thing, Dan, you would know this, that sometimes things happen when the cameras aren't rolling.
Yeah, so I understand what you mean, and I'm sure most people can figure that out too. Yeah.
What you heard there was the first part of my chat with Natalie Bassingthwaite.
That was the polish, the showbiz, but then behind the curtain. What went on behind the curtain backstage?
We had a big old chat before the cameras were rolling, and I mentioned something to her that you were definitely a part of. Do you remember? A while ago, somehow, I'm not actually sure why we decided to do this, but we wanted to hunt down a specific type of gift to give Nat Bass.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, have you got a big mouth Billy Bass?
I have a big mouth Billy Bass in perfect working condition.
Now,
this is going to be a tough ask. Oh, don't say
don't
no.
Say, be excited.
Say yes.
Oh, yes.
Can we persuade you?
Okay, I'll give the Bass to Bass.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah. Those are the singing fish. They go, they sit on the shield on the wall. They got batteries in them. They go, take me to the river. Yeah.
Yeah. So we, I don't know why we came up with that idea, but we were like, let's get a Big Mouth Billy Bass to Nat Bass. That happened. Mark made that actually that dream come true.
Yeah, and then the next time we interviewed her, we presented it to her.
That's right. And so this is now the next time that I've seen Nat. And
since
so
then,
Before the cameras start rolling, we're just having a bit of laugh and having, and I'm like, oh, I'm like, remember when we gave you that bloody singing fish for your house? And she was like, oh my God. She's like, that was just, that thing was so ugly. She goes, I only threw it out last week. She had it in her house until a week ago and has now disposed of it.
Well, I don't know how to feel about that, because on the one hand, I'm disappointed that she threw it out, but on the other hand, I cannot believe she had it in her house for a year.
I felt the same way, and as she said, oh, I only threw it out last week, she realised what she'd done. She was like, oh, no, I mean, I love it, and it's still in my house, and it's amazing. She's like, I'm so sorry. It was the ugliest damn thing. I had to get rid of it.
Yeah, I don't blame her. It was a joke. Like, she committed to it for way too long. I still love it.
She really did. That was hanging in her house for over a year. So well done us, I think.
Yes, agreed. We're good at gifting.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
And there's this story out of Colorado. Not sure if it involves a Colorado.
Which is a type of car.
Type of car.
Yeah.
A couple in
Colorado.
Could
be a cocktail. I don't know. Two Colorados, please, with a twist of lime. Ooh.
That would totally work. This story, however, involves the car.
Okay.
Possibly. In Colorado, a couple discovered this shocking thing in their car. It was a flipping black bear. Now, they're the ones that, like, kill you, I think. Like, they're the really vicious, aggressive bears. Very common in Colorado, not so common in Australia.
And what do you do if you see a bear?
You
punch it on the nose.
No, that's a shark.
What?
That's what you do when you see a shark. You punch it in the nose.
No, if you see a shark, you roll over and pretend to be dead.
No, you don't. You punch it in the nose. That's what Mick Fanning did.
Oh, I don't know.
If you see a bear, I don't know, I would leave it locked in my car if I found it locked in my car.
The car is yours now, bear. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I feel like these stories are quite frequent in places like in Canada and stuff like that where there are bears just rolling around, digging through your bins and all that kind of stuff. But what we want to know this morning is, have you seen an animal in a place?
Animal in a place.
131060, it's a Dan and Maz favourite. Animal in a place. Now, we don't just want to hear dog in a kennel or duck in a pond.
No. It's got to be obscure. So, like, bear in SUV.
Whoa.
Animal in a place.
That qualifies.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little bit out of the ordinary.
What about goat in house?
Animal in a place.
Yeah, that's pretty strange.
Brooke put that on our Facebook. You can get it on our Facebook where Dan and Maz and, Brooke said, my horse and my goat often just have a wander inside my house.
That qualifies. Here's a thought starter. Yeah. Elephant on roller coaster.
Animal in a place.
Oh, that would be a nice one.
That is the kind of stuff that we're after here at
Giraffe
the Dan and Maz
show. Giraffe in cathedral.
Animal in a place.
Yep, totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
But how did he get his neck in there?
Yeah. Porpoise at David Jones.
Animal in a place.
These are all great thought starters, Maz.
131060, have you seen an animal in a place? We'll get to you next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
131060 is the number to call if you have seen an animal in a place.
Animal in a place.
Oh, yeah, Maz, I have. I've seen a fish in a fish tank.
No.
Not good enough.
An animal in a place that
piss
you
off.
Wouldn't normally see that animal. Well, yeah, no, actually, piss off. You're right.
Yeah. No, time wasters. No time wasters. Time wasters need not apply.
This is inspired by a couple in Colorado who went out to their driveway and they looked in their car and there was a black bear locked inside their car. There's an animal in a place that you wouldn't expect to find a vicious animal like a black bear in.
Animal in a place.
There you go. That's what we're after. Where is the weirdest place you've seen the weirdest animal? I've seen a llama in the 7-Eleven.
Animal in a place.
Yeah, that would be strange.
Seen a goose at Centrelink.
Animal in a place.
Terry.
Yo.
Terry.
Yo. Have you seen an animal in a place?
Had a koala in my car.
Animal in a place.
Yep, that's definitely strange.
That's a koala sound, I believe.
Terry, do you have a pet koala? Is it your koala?
No, I had my car parked where I always used to park it.
Yeah.
Used to live up North Coast.
Yeah.
And it came out one morning and there was a very angry koala stuck in my car. He's fallen out of his tree overnight, gone through the windscreen.
I'm sorry, and what?
It went through the windscreen? That's not a very conventional way of getting into a car.
Terry, that's a crap windscreen.
It jukes of hazard it.
But the windscreen is tough. I've seen crash test dummies and movies where people get hit by cars.
Have you seen a crash test koala though, Dan?
Yeah, I know. What a bloody dummy he was, hey Maz. Yeah.
Terry, what did you do?
Forget the gum leaves. He was eating dumb leaves.
Terry, what did you do with the poor koala?
I had to call the wildlife rescue and they came and picked him up.
Yeah.
But he'd chewed all the interior because he panicked overnight and trying to get out, clawed all the door cards and cracked at the windows.
He would have been freaking out.
Yep.
Can you get insurance for active marsupial?
No, car wasn't insured.
Oh.
Old Nissan Pintara.
Oh, Pintara koala.
Yeah.
Terry.
Good one.
Great story.
Brady.
Brady, hello.
Hello.
Seen an animal in a place, Brades?
I woke up one morning to find a cow in my tent.
Animal. In a place.
Oh. Tent cow. Were you camping in a cow paddock by mistake?
Oh, I was, camping in Gippsland. And we woke up and we could hear something eating something in our stuff in the next room. And we opened the tent and there was a cow in our tent eating our breakfast.
How big's your tent? Is it the Taj Mahal? How many bloody rooms have you got in your tent?
There's only two rooms.
A moo! I thought you'd want some milk with your cereal. Moo, I'm a cow.
Brady, what did you do? Like, how'd you get the cow out of the second bedroom in your tent?
Well, we shoot him out and there's another herd of cows around us, so we sort of left them at that.
Had you accidentally pitched a tent in a paddock, in a cow paddock?
We didn't think we did.
Oh, yeah. Brady.
Was it a friendly cow?
He seemed pretty friendly.
Oh. That's good.
He didn't mind being shooed off.
Shoot off. Yeah, okay. All right.
Cow in tent.
Pretty good.
That is animal in a place to a T. Luke.
Yep.
Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, Luco.
Really good, Luke. Have you seen an animal in a place?
One of the blokes at Jim has a pet goat.
Jim goat.
Animal in a place.
He brings a goat into the gym. we don't know why he brings it in. He brings a goat into the gym.
Just hangs it. Why?
Sits in reception and waits. And then.
No!
Yeah.
What's the goat called?
Roger.
Roger!
Roger the goat!
Yeah. Does the goat ever jump on the cross trainer or the elliptical or something?
We tried putting him on the treadmill once.
No, you did not.
You wouldn't do it.
Yeah, absolutely you would.
He's just not into fitness, like not a fit goat.
Yeah, he didn't like it.
Maz, you run a gym. Would you let a goat into your gym?
No, we have a puppy parking station out the front of our gym.
Puppy parking?
People can bring their dogs.
Yeah, and you turn into a bit of an animal when the adrenaline kicks in, don't you, Mazzy?
Well, they call it beast mode for a reason, yeah.
That's actually audio of Maz right there. That's her lifting weights.
Oh, goat in a gym. I think that's my favourite story. Yeah, thanks, Luke.
Anyways.
No worries.
No whackers, brother. Off to pump some iron with the billy goat's gruff.
Animal in a place.
You're waking up with Dan and Maz Weekends.
Everything lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Morning legends, Dan and Maz Weekends. I hope you're enjoying checking out all the Olympics action. That's all happening. Up next on our show, we have an Olympics-inspired debate.
Maybe debating could be a new Olympic sport, Maz.
Ooh.
We would be in the green and gold for sure.
Yeah, 100%. That's actually a really great idea. Have you done your stretches?
Yep. Blah, 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 blah. There we go. Done. That's the easiest sport of all. Plenty to be excited about. Olympics debate. Census as well. We're going to cover that off. All coming up in a pretty solid hour of radio, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
We step into the Dan and Maz Debatedrome.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Because it's time to debate. Your topic's from the crates. Your vote decides the fate, to fate, to fate. Yeah, it's time for the Dan and Maz Debate.
In Rio, the Olympics are happening. That's a pretty exciting competition. But here in the Dan and Maz Debatodrome, the debate is happening and the topic is the Olympics should be every year.
Every year.
Don't know about that.
Every year.
Don't know about that.
We could do this all morning.
Yeah, wouldn't make for great radio.
any closer to a result.
Our adjudicator on 13 10 60 is Tom Mello. Tom.
Morning, Dan. Morning, Maz.
Good. Hey, mate.
Good to hear you fired up with patriotic passion, Tom.
Yeah, ready to go. Ready to go.
You've got to be impartial here. You aren't allowed to do your opinion. You've got to go on who debates it better, okay?
I'll do my best.
Okay, and Maz tends to win these a lot, so come on.
Dan wouldn't mind. You don't need to say that. It doesn't matter. This is Tom's debate to adjudicate.
All right. You're up first, Maz, because you're affirmative. The Olympics should be every year. You've got a minute. Are you ready?
Sure.
Take it away.
The Olympics should be every year. What do we love? The sports! What do we love more than the sports? Winning. What do we love more than winning? Winning all the time. How can we win more often? Make the Olympics every single year. Guys, imagine if every single year we could look forward to a fortnight of go slows at work and late starts because of the swimming and 24-hour coverage of the greatest gathering of athletes on the planet. Think about it, guys. Olympics and chill. That's what we'll all be doing. Think about the excitement of watching our athletes wear tights and lycra and swimsuits and figure-hugging, muscle-bearing, washboard, stomach-exposing attire every single year instead of waiting for it every 4 years like you do for February 29th. If we put the Olympics on every year, there'll be more chances for our younger athletes to compete so that they won't have to wait an entire 4 years to redeem themselves if they have a shocker or a bender on steel knocks the night before their race in the Athletes' Village. They can just do it 12 months later. Chucking an Olympics means more awesome Budweiser commercials. And, guys, if we could have a bachelor and a bachelorette every single year that just produces a bevy of bitter babes and some B-grade radio stars, why not have an Olympics that celebrates real talent and hard work, determination and sheer skill? To sum it up, guys, less Kardashians, more Olympics!
Well, I wonder if that is the silver medal or the gold. We shall find out when I respond.
Okay, the Olympics should be every year. Negating this morning, Dan de Booth.
All right, let's go. Olympics every year. God, imagine that. Oh, we'd run out of condoms, to be honest, wouldn't we? But seriously, though, folks, there is no room for the Olympics every year. It just won't fit. We've already get the Olympics, and then the year after that, it's the Netball World Cup and the Rugby League World Cup. Then the year after that, it's the Soccer World Cup and the Commonwealth Games and the Dressage World Championships. Then the year after that, it's the Rugby World Cup and then the Cricket World Cup. And then it's the Olympics Games. Again. Whoa. How much sport do you want, mate? Huh? The world will be split into two groups of people. The super fit ones just doing constant Olympics and those stuck on their couches having to watch it forever just trying to keep up. Oh. Then you have to build a new stadium every year. That's difficult, right? And I know because in SimCity 2000, when the citizens of Danville would be like, we want a new stadium, it would take me a few years just to raise the cash to get it. And that's a lot of hard taxation too. So SimCity means it's difficult. We run out of gold in the world making all the medals, Maz. Do you think about that? Where would my nana get all her bangles? Huh? Where would Nana Rose get her bangles? And also, I don't want to live in a world where two chains has to downgrade to one chain just so you can watch more steeplechase, all right? What about Alex Perry? Think about Alex Perry? He's going to put his back out making a new uniform every year, isn't he? Try to design a new pair of slightly daggy but overall quite tasteful green and gold blazers and slacks. That's going to do him in. What about this one? Do you think of this? There aren't enough cities in the world. There aren't enough cities in the world to do it every year. At the rate of one a year, it'll be about a decade and then we'll all be getting pumped for Dubbo 2026. Don't get me wrong, I love Dubbo. I just don't think Dubbo Sports World can effectively hold 220 nations in an opening ceremony. There are many reasons, Maz. But you haven't thought about it, and I have. And after good ponder, stick to every 4 years. Thank you.
Well played.
Thank you.
We don't need a new uniform every year, mate.
Yeah, you do. And that way you can look back and go, God, we were daggy 4 years ago. That's good. Tom, you there still, Tom?
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, no, I'm here, guys.
Oh, he's pumped.
Oh, good. Mate, if you weren't there, we were going to be in strife.
I know. We would never find out.
Tom.
I'm gonna have to. It was hard. I do like the commercials, Maz. I do like the commercials. But I think I'm going to have to go with Dan today.
Oh, yes! Yeah. Dan won the debate.
The underdog. He rides high.
You're like the Stephen Bradbury of debate.
Good Olympics reference, Maz.
Thank you. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
On
bye.
Yeah, Tomo. Hey, up next, I received the best thing ever in my letterbox this week.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really? You're really describing that as the best thing ever.
You know what
letterbox?
It is, but you also saw how excited I was when I came into work with it in my hands.
It's so bizarre, and we'll get to it next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Oh, Maz, I opened my letterbox this week and I found my favourite thing in the world in there.
This is not a stitch up. If you've just joined us, Dan is literally so excited about what he discovered in his letterbox. And this is not a joke. I know sometimes on this show we get a bit silly and we say jokes and we say silly things. This is serious.
Census. I finally got my census. I know what my census number is. I had a little flick through, looked at all the questions, started thinking about what my answers are going to be. I love it. I love census time.
Census is on Tuesday night, peeps.
I genuinely opened it up and went, yes, census. I can remember the last census. I was living in Adelaide, doing radio in Adelaide back then. It would have been 2012, 2011, something like that. How often does a census happen? I bloody love census. I love it so much. And I can't understand the people out there who see census as a chore.
Well, it's because it's filling in a form. And it feels like admin. It feels like work. And there's no real reward.
There is a reward. We get statistics.
Great.
And statistics are how we shape our nation. How would you know the population? Do you follow the census on Twitter? Very good. Very funny Twitter account, census on Twitter. I bloody love it. I seriously do. You might think that this is a comedy segment, but
no,
I bloody love the census.
This is 100% serious. Like you and Dan, you're the person that takes filling in your census form very seriously, and I believe that you've got a community service announcement for all Australians.
Yeah, come over to my house and you can be in my dwelling and I'll put you down as one of the extra people because I live alone and I want more census to fill out.
Could you do it as like a side business where you filled out census for people so they could come over to your place with a bottle of wine and give you their census form? You start and you ask them the question. So it's like they're getting interviewed. It's fun for them.
That's what I do. I pretend that I'm an interview. Someone's interviewing me about statistics. That's what I do while I'm doing it. Like it's a weird interview, but they're just obsessed with really small details about my life.
How do you feel about people who might not have a religious belief?
Yes.
And they're threatening to not say atheist, that they're
no religion. Yeah.
To put in like a weird religion.
People who write Jedi, for example. Yeah. Can I actually say this
that
is actually
a lot.
This is a serious announcement. If you are atheist, don't. This music's just going to inspire people to do it. Don't write Jedi. I love Star Wars and I love atheism, but I love statistics, you know? So if you write down Jedi, that
what
means
happens?
There's less people writing down no religion, so that makes Australia appear more religious. So I'm not anti-religion, I'm pro statistics, all right?
Yeah.
I'm pro statistics. And also, there's an even worse campaign for people saying, even if you're atheist now, you should write down what you were baptised as. No.
Right.
No.
No.
I was baptised into Christianity, but I'm atheist now, so I write no religion because it's what you are now. Take your statistics seriously, folks, because these will shape our nation. I cannot stress this enough. I love a joke. I love Star Wars. But come on, guys. Don't write down Jedi or Force or Spaghetti Monster or whatever the hell you're doing. Write down no religion if you are non-religious. There we go.
You're
I bloody
right.
love census. See, I fire up.
So Tuesday night, cracker at the DeBoof house.
I can't wait. Tuesday night, there's a question that says, how did you get to work today? I'm just going to write, didn't. I only work on Saturday and Sunday.
Great. Well, good luck, mate.
Thanks, Mazzy. Good luck to you too.
That's okay.
What's your plans for census?
Well, thanks for the reminder.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
I've got to talk about something very controversial on the show this morning.
Mm.
Serious hats on.
Okay, yep. I've got mine on.
Is that your serious hat?
Yep. It's a floral sombrero, but I feel really serious when I wear it.
Yeah, okay, sure. Floral sombrero it is.
It's like Speedy Gonzalez crossed with Carmen Miranda.
Guys, Do you floss your teeth? Well, you're wasting your time.
This is good because it combines controversy with an excuse to be lazy.
It's really interesting. They've done an investigation. Like, this is so hardcore, guys. There's been an investigation. I don't know how dentists feel about the report, that flossing your teeth does absolutely nothing. It's a waste of time and we don't need to be doing it. That is the result of a serious investigation by the Associated Press.
It was one guy, like a journalist, who just went, you know what? I reckon it's BS. And he pushed and he pushed and he pushed and he pushed. Like the movie Spotlight, except about dental health. He just pushed and he pushed and he pushed.
Good
and
reference.
He's basically just got the government to admit, yeah, all right, mate, there's no proof that it works.
Yeah, he said there's no credible evidence to back up the claims that flossing is a good thing for your teeth.
What do you reckon though, Maz? Do you floss?
Nope.
Really?
Yeah.
You strike me as a flosser.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. You're very well put together. You're into health. You're on top of things.
Yeah, I'm into health, but I'm not into bullshit, which is why I don't floss.
I don't know, man. Some of the diet fads you've been on have raised my eyebrows.
That is true. I did eat cabbage soup for a week, but I also dropped 5 kilos, guys, and I looked amazing in that dress.
Oh, gross. Cabbage soup. Nothing but borscht.
It really was gross.
Okay, so.
I've stopped doing that stuff, P.S.
Look.
You've got a well more rounded outlook
I know,
on
I
wellness.
Know, I know, I know. You're very good.
But flossing, I've never been a flosser. Apparently I'm right.
I own many canisters of floss.
Yes, sir. You're a flosser.
I try to be. I'm the kind of person who just, like, I put the floss sitting on the sink staring at me, like guilt tripping me.
Are you a public flosser?
No, God, no. No.
Okay, one of my mates, he is the guy that, it's like he flosses when he thinks about it. So he has floss on him at all times. And he has, like, literally in the middle of a conversation in public, just whipped out a bit of floss and just flossed walking down the street.
Yeah. I'd like to, if I was on a bad date, just whip out a thing of floss and just start doing it mid-date to try and get them to leave.
Oh, that's
just
really,
to tank it.
Really gross. But what we want to talk about this morning on 131060 is there something in your life and you've called a bit of BS on it? You're like, you know what? I actually do not really think that we need to do this thing that everyone reckons is super necessary, like flossing.
Yep.
You've just gone, nah, I just do not subscribe. It's not something that I do and I don't reckon there's any need for
it. It's just not necessary.
131060. Give us a call. Dan and Maz Weekends. Well, after your calls on 131060... of what you don't need in your life. Now, this is all because somebody, a journalist, has done a whole bunch of research. There was an investigation by the Associated Press, and the results are in that flossing does jack. And we don't actually need to do it.
Yeah.
Unnecessary.
I got to say, how do you get rid of bleeding gums then? How do you do it then? Gingivitis.
I don't know. Ask a dentist.
Yeah. Well, they probably say floss because they're all in the pocket of big floss.
Well, that's true. They probably would say floss. And what it probably, you might need to gargle apple cider vinegar.
Yeah. Okay. Is that what you do?
Well, no, but it's quite medicinal, apparently.
All right, you hippie. 131060.
I'm really going down that world. It's really
just the worst.
Holistic to a whole new level.
Give us a call. What do you reckon is just not necessary?
Unnecessary.
Like, it's unnecessary.
Lip balm, I reckon. I reckon lip balm is
a
con.
I've heard that too.
I think it's a con.
I've heard that poor ointment.
Yeah.
Actually just dries your lips out so then
gets
you buy
hooked.
More.
It's the heroin of the cosmetic world.
Wow.
First one's free, now you're hooked.
I don't necessarily agree with that,
Well, I don't know, maybe if they want to sponsor the show, I might change my mind because I can be bought.
Oh, jeez. I can't imagine you, of all the things that you could endorse, lip balm is one of those things that is just not plausible.
I've actually got quite plump lips. Have a look. They're quite, quite plump.
Yeah.
I've often been told I have plump lips.
Have you really?
Yes, by multiple people. They say, gosh, those are some plump lips.
Do people ever ask you if you've had, injections, like collagen injections?
Oh, constantly. Nah, I'm taking the piss.
We've got all right. Jess. Jess is called up on 131060. Let's get to some callers. Jess.
Hey, guys. I think five-set coins are completely unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
Totally unnecessary. Do you know what? Cash in general, unnecessary.
Yeah, yeah.
Unnecessary.
Jess, I was gonna say that. Let's ramp it up and just get rid of coins. Yeah,
coins in general.
They just take up space in the wallet, and it's
so annoying.
It's so olden days.
But is it gonna cost us more money to get rid of all the coins than it is just to keep them around? That's the problem they've got in America with the penny.
And think,
it's gonna cost them more money to get rid of it.
Because you've got to throw out all that money.
Yes.
So you go broke.
How does that work, Jess? How are we gonna eradicate the coins?
Look, I don't know. Just get rid of it. I have no idea, but I just hate it.
I'm not a bloody economist, Dan and Maz. All right.
I agree, Jess.
That would be annoying for all the numismatists out there, wouldn't it?
The what?
That's the technical term for coin collectors.
Unnecessary.
Well, they're not collecting enough of them. That do a better job, numismatist, or whatever your names are.
Okay, Caitlin.
Hi.
Yeah, what do you reckon's unnecessary in life?
Irons.
Unnecessary.
I literally refuse to buy clothes if they need to be ironed.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. That's a good time saver, that one.
I've got to say, yeah, I bought a really nice ironing board thinking, you know what, I'm going to upscale. I had one of the ones that hang on a hook in the wardrobe, and I thought, no, I'll get a really good one. I've literally used it, I would say, maximum thrice in the last year.
Useless things ever.
Yeah.
A good, this is a good hack. If anyone needs a bit of a hack on ironing, just get the item of clothing that needs an iron.
Yeah.
And just do a light spray with a water bottle and then chuck it in your dryer.
Yeah.
And it just gets all the creases out.
Okay.
Or you can shut the door of your laundry and put your dryer on and just hang it up. And the moisture in the air will take the creases out of that garment.
Can I throw another one out there just quickly before we get to Trent? You know the when you do your dishes and there's a rack that sits on your sink and you put all the dishes in it?
Yeah, the drying rack.
Unnecessary.
Unnecessary.
When I do my dishes, I just put them out on the balcony. They're dry within an hour. And my whole kitchen space is free. It's the best hack I've ever heard.
So wait, do you put the dryer on the balcony or of your crockery and cutlery just willy-nilly on your porch?
I just willy-nilly it out on the table on the balcony.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's really good. I'll tell you, it'll change your life. Never stack your dishes up in your kitchen. You're an idiot for doing it.
Do you know another one while we're on the topic? You know,
Trent is sitting patiently on hold right now.
You know your Weddex sponge in the kitchen, still in the kitchen?
Yeah.
You know the Weddex that you use for your surfaces?
Yeah, sure. I call it a chucks, but whatever. Yeah.
You know how when you squeeze it out, it gets a bit manky and gross?
Yeah.
And it's always wet?
Yeah.
Get a bulldog clip and clip the end of it, and then you can sit it up on the bench and it can dry.
Oh, more surface area. Yeah. We are so good at life, Maz.
So good at life. Hi, Trent.
Yeah, hi, Trent.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good. Thanks for your patience.
Good.
Yep.
Now, without saying this segment, what is unnecessary?
Shoelaces.
Unnecessary.
Oh, Trent, you are a genius.
What's going on there? Shoelaces are the silent killer.
Oh, seriously.
Totally. I reckon slip-on shoes are a God's gift to this earth.
Yeah.
What about Velcro?
Yeah, Velcro, Trent.
Bring Velcro back. I swear to God, I've been wearing them since primary school.
Kids get to wear Velcro on their sneakers, right? Because it's easy, because kids can't do up shoelaces and it's annoying and they take time and they make you late for things. Everyone should wear Velcro shoes.
Yes.
Macklemore included in his thrift shop song. Like, if that's not on point, I don't know what is.
Celebrity endorsement.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a genius.
My science teacher at school used to say, how have we as a society invented Velcro, yet we're still tying up bits of string on our feet? It's ludicrous. Well done, Trent.
So true.
Keep the calls coming, and also hit us up on Twitter at Dan and Maz or on our Facebook. What's just bloody not necessary? Because we are helping people's lives here, Maz.
We really are. We're just making the world a better place.
That's kind of what our show does, isn't it?
Oh, it sure does.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Almost time for us to wrap it up and get out of here.
It is. It's been a swell show, Mazzy. Just quick reminder, I won the debate today.
I won the debate. Congratulations, mate. That was well played by
you. I'm a big winner boy and I'm a champion.
You won a debate, actually. I don't think you've won one all year.
I have. I have won a couple, actually.
Have you, though?
Over halfway through the year and I've won two. hey, before we go, plenty of news this week. But this is the news that turns out didn't have to care about.
News. There's so much of it and most of it turns out you didn't need to care about.
She is fast replacing Pete Evans as the patron saint of news you don't need to care about, and she was at it again this week, Sonia Kruger.
I just don't get the other part of it. It's directly relating to a person's sexuality, and I don't think it should have anything to do with the awarding of a scholarship. You know, I think a scholarship should be given on merit.
Scholarships are designed to prioritise certain people over others, Sonia. People who are smart, academic scholarships. People who can throw a ball, sports scholarships. And people who suffer a lot of bullying, like LGBTQI people, yeah, them too.
Half the world nearly died of nerdgasm this week with this news.
Niantic Labs have just announced that they're going to release a Harry Potter version of Pokemon Go.
Sound too good to be true? Well, it is. Apparently all the hype was based on a single news article, which was 100% fake. So I guess you Poindexters won't be trading Bulbasaurs for Dumbledores anytime soon. Next!
And now for our news you didn't need to care about, racist person of the week.
It really saddens me that this is even a thing.
This week, cartoonist Bill Leek.
He's depicted some Indigenous Australians. Got a police officer saying, you'll have to sit down and talk to your son about personal responsibility.
And the man's father says, yeah, righto, what's his name then?
this is classic Leek.
And of course, it was just his hashtag freedom of speech, right, keyboard warriors? Come on, Bill, cop to it. Kicking someone while they're down?
It's just bloody un-Australian.
There you go. You didn't need to care about any of it. But, of course, you crazy clickbaiters and hashtaggers will still be at it next week, tweeting and commenting and sharing a whole bunch of stories so we can point out you didn't need to care about any of them. There it is, team. Thank you for joining us once again on the Dan and Maz Show. We're back next weekend, Saturdays and Sundays from 7 a.m. Show lives online, danandmaz.com, or send us a message on our Facebook page or tweet us. We're at Dan and Maz.
Enjoy your Olympics.
Catch you next week, guys.
Dan and Maz Weekends.